The Red Centre wet forced the Alice Springs show cattle sale to be postponed for 3 weeks, and yesterday it went ahead. Tees Australia, for their Charlton feedlot in Queensland, paid the top price, $3.54 per kilogram, for a run of 165 black baldy steers from Lucy Creek Station northeast of Alice Springs. The steers weighed an average of 360 kilograms and returned an average price of $1,275.81 per head. Stock agent David Eagleson says the market has changed from last year when the top price paid was $3.10.
Yeah, look, everything's completely probably different this year compared to last year. It's very strong everywhere, but it is a very good price up here in Alice because, yeah, they do have a distance to travel. So with that sort of weight going into the feedlots, they're ideal.
Buyers came from all over Australia and included agents and feedlots. Mr. Eagleson says competition was strong.
Plenty of support is coming because the cattle numbers are here. They haven't been flowing because of the wet weather, but in saying that, yeah, hopefully from now on they'll start to flow and we'll see a lot more of that because the cattle are in this area and the quality of cattle. It's just a matter of, yeah, drawing them out and those buyers will come with the shortage that's around Australia really. They'll come to buy the cattle if we keep standing them up and the quality of them.
Gary Wilson from Killaly Feedlot, north of Adelaide, purchased cattle from the sale.
191, basically steers, mostly steers and a few heifers, all Lucy Creek bar one pen.
And what did you pay for them?
They've averaged me about $3.35 a kilo, which I was pretty happy about.
Yeah, pretty happy, but that price is pretty high compared to years gone past.
Yes, it's a fair whack of money, but we can't find cattle at the moment, and so we had to come here and pay the money.
So with prices where they're at the moment, feedlotters like yourself, you can still make good money?
I don't know about good money, but we've got contracts the other end, so we've got to supply the cattle. So there's a bit of money in it, but it wouldn't be a lot of money, but we've just got to do it.
How long do you think you can keep paying these prices before something gives?
I'd imagine the job will come back a tad. I don't think it's going to come back a lot, but it will get a bit cheaper and a bit easier. Grain prices are a fair bit cheaper, so that helps the other end.
Red Centre cattle veteran of 50 years, David Weir, was cautiously pleased about the solid cattle prices.
No, it's very good, really. It's as high as I've ever seen it anyway. But saying that, the expenses to run the places and everything, are, you know, they're right up there as well. So I don't know whether it's any better than you were getting, you know, 20 years ago.
So in terms of, you know, how much money people might be making now compared to the past, do you think they're making much more?
I guess they are. A year like this, you know, that's particularly high, isn't it? What, you know, 340 and 350 for multiple pens, so it's right up there, yeah.
And do you think there could be, probably for the next couple of years, but a correction will come?
Yeah, I think a correction will come when Queensland get back into full production, yeah.
Cattle Baron Tony Davis, who's been busy developing his Central Australian operation over the last few years, says the prices were good and brought the centre in line with what's happening down south.
Yeah, all good news. But I think, you know, the sale today really related to what cattle are making down south. The quality of the cattle today was superb. I mean, full credit to the properties involved, the blokes who put them together and the agents. It was an excellent sale and it's been a good season, so the cattle were fresh, and the buyers all seemed happy. So win, win, win for everybody.
And I know that you know, you've really expanded your operation here in the centre over the last couple of years. Since then, we've had some fairly decent rain and prices have continued to rise. You must be pretty pleased.
Pretty arsy, I'd say, Nathan, but I'm pleased just to be back in our old home country, and I miss the top end, but we are leasing country up there, so that gives me the excuse to be back there and catch a barra. There's more to life than cattle.
Righto, thanks, Dan.
Thanks, David.
Top price heifers were Drought Masters from Wallace Rockhole that fetched $3.42 per kilogram and weighed an average of 325 kilograms. Total sales for Alice Springs amounted to just over $2.6 million, and the average price paid was $3.33 per kilogram.